join your host, Des Hamilton, to find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich.
Welcome back to the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show. We are cantering down 2025 and we are still in this lovely, lovely energy phase, aren't we? Where everything's a blank slate and we are working towards new goals and it feels fresh and it feels like you're starting all over again. I love this bit. Welcome back. My name is Des Hamilton. I started with £200 in September 2022, the last £200 to our name. My wife and I got going on e-commerce. We then built various income streams. We then built this podcast, these platforms, communities. My wife quit her job. I quit my job. We're now running this game full time. And I want to show people in real terms what it takes, exactly what I did, and the mindset and the actions you need to get in place so you can do the same. Earn a few more bob every month to make life easier. Earn a few more bob every month to take care of the bills and the cost of living crisis, because nobody is coming to help you. 25 to 30 years of this country going down, down, down. Your quality of life going down, down, down. When was your last date night? When was your last summer holiday? When was the last time you could spend something and not worry about a bill that was coming down the line in 4 weeks' time? When was the last time your credit card bill came through and you were okay with it? It's just impossible these days. So you need to make more money. I'm the guy that's hopefully trying to show you exactly how you can do that. Thank you to our sponsors who sponsored this show, Selleramp SaaS. They are the best sourcing analysis software for your Amazon selling journey. Go into a shop, use the Selleramp SaaS app, scan anything you like, and it will give you all of the data you would need to know whether that particular product could sell at a profit on Amazon, which earns you an extra couple of quid. Alternatively, you can go onto any website and Selleramp SaaS can plug into that website and do the same thing. So you don't have to go out and scan if you don't want to. It's freaking freezing out there. So thank you to them for being part of the show. Really, really appreciate everything that you're doing for us. This week, it's time that we check back in with Mrs. Hamilton, with my wife. It's been a little while since we had a little chat with her and we'll talk about it. So I'm not going to labor on this point. I want to get into it. Last time we spoke officially on this podcast, I mean, we speak all the time, for God's sake. We were just about to start our TikTok shop journey, and she had been an affiliate in secret for the best part of 6 weeks at that point. Now we're going to be talking about what she's done during that period, the mindset that she's still got in play. And here's a spoiler, we haven't had one of those posts that's gone mega viral like a lot of people have. And of course it affects you, especially when you've been putting so many hours into it. We talk about the fact that she's almost still in hustle mode as part of our family business, where I seem to have taken on now more of a business owner mode. And we talk about the dynamic she and I have in managing this and our goals and aspirations for what 2025 should be and how we expect to feel at the end of 2025. We like checking in with Claire from time to time because she is much more in line with what a lot of you, I should imagine, are going through in trying to find ways to make money. Really, really interesting. Let's get into it, shall we? Roll them. All right, we're back. It's 2020. Oh, typical. Look, I go to talk and the dog decides to move. Right, here we are in 2025. I went into this year knowing I wanted loads of different podcast guests and we got loads coming down the track. But there was a couple of weeks where things fell through and you think, you know what, if you need a podcast guest, why not ask the missus?
You're stuck with me again.
So we're back. The 2025 edition. Here we go. We last left off. Well, we talk most days. But, but we last had you on the show. You were doing the TikTok shop, but I'm not sure if we announced it yet.
No, I don't think we... I don't think we had, actually, no. I think we'd alluded to I was doing something else.
Yeah.
But we hadn't said outright,
no,
if I remember correctly, that I was doing TikTok.
No, and the community that Luke and I were doing was a distant...
Yes.
Down, coming down the tracks, wasn't it?
Yes. It had already been obviously thought about.
Yeah.
hence the reason why I started.
Yeah.
Because I was the guinea pig, so to speak. But no one knew anything.
No. So how has it been? It feels like, from this point of view, that you have been, best way that I can say it,
what
you have been going through the transition from being a full-time worker in a career to now being part of an entrepreneurial journey. And we're both still finding our feet, aren't we?
We are, yes. I think me possibly more so than you.
It feels like, well, you're probably about 6 months behind because I got going first, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. But I think also, you know, I think we've had Olivia being the youngest and, you know, being a baby and being really young, she has needed a lot more attention.
Yeah.
And in order to give you the time you've needed to progress, I've taken on a lot of the childcare in that respect.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have.
So I haven't been able to, for various reasons, I haven't been able to do as much as I've been wanting to until this year. And she's now in nursery a lot more.
So have you found it? How have you found the development?
The development from when?
You're now as deep in this as I am.
I still don't think I don't feel as though I am still as deep into it as you.
No?
No. I think I will. I think I will give it a couple more months for other various reasons. And I think I will.
Yeah.
For things that are coming down the track. But at the moment, I still feel as though I'm kind of not skimming the water, but I still don't feel as though I've got my... I don't feel anything actually properly belongs to me yet in terms of...
Do you still feel like you're hustling rather than earning?
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense because, yeah, you are knee deep, aren't you? So talk us through at the moment. What is it you're doing?
So at the moment, obviously, we've still got the Amazon business.
Yes.
Due to various reasons, that has taken a bit of a backseat.
Well, bundle policies and our time got taken away with the TikTok thing.
A lot of things that has taken a backseat, but it hasn't, I wouldn't say it's suffered.
No.
I mean, it's done very well passively, if I'm being brutally honest. I mean,
just the best quarter four we've had.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been good in that respect. But I think, yeah, I do need to kind of, now I've got more time, I do need to kind of look at that in a lot more detail and get my head around the new bundles policy and all that rigmarole, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, the thing that I'm doing more on a regular basis is the TikTok affiliate stuff, which, you know, has its good days and its bad days. It is an emotional roller coaster of one day you feel absolutely elated and the next day you just think, well, the bloody hell am I doing this, which is just part and parcel of it, I think. I think those are my main kind of two things that I'm doing at the moment. But the other thing is that I've been, obviously we've always manifested a lot of stuff, and the one big thing that I want to kind of do, and for those of you who've been following Desi's podcast for some time, you will know that we do have an unfinished loft project and I am determined to get it done this year. Determined.
Our little girl's still in our room, which is insane. Considering the success we've had, we've still got an 18-month in our room.
Yeah. So
the loft is a must.
It is. And for anybody of you who've read The Secret, it kind of dawned on me over Christmas a lot of the time, our loft has become a dumping ground. And there was one I remember reading in there that, you know, if you want something to happen, you have to create the space in order for it to become real. So I've decided that, haven't I, that this first kind of quarter, my whole kind of, a lot of my free time is going to be to get rid of the stuff that's been dumped up there.
Yeah.
Through selling it on eBay or Vinted, whichever comes through, Gumtree, whatever. But we've also got a lot of like specialist stuff up there as well, like Star Wars.
We got some vintage Star Wars stuff, haven't we?
Yeah, which I think I need to look into a lot more. But yeah, I want to kind of really clear that space. So therefore, we're putting it out there to the universe that yes, Claire will have her loft completed this year. She will.
I spoke to Lydia today.
Yeah.
And she actually said she's tweaking her self-concept challenge.
Oh yeah, I had seen.
And day three is going to involve the decluttering. Because decluttering is...
It is part and parcel of it. Because yeah. It's in there in The Secret. I mean, the bit that I remember about The Secret is about, it was about a passage about a lady who wanted to have a husband, and she realised her flat, I think at the time, wasn't open to having another human living in it. So she decluttered in order to create the space. And within a very short time after she had decluttered, she actually found the man of her dream.
Wow, good for her. And you already had a husband, so that's why our house is a shithole.
Yes. So, but I just thought it is all about, you know, this mindset and, you know, having that vision in your mind. And I think it is really important.
Yeah.
Because it has become an absolute shit.
It has a dump. It's become a loft, only one that's insulated with windows.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It's a luxury loft.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, yeah. We
and there's money up there, man.
There really is. I mean, we have boxed original Star Wars toys up there. So I do need to get on it.
Yeah, fair enough.
And sort that out. So that's where I'm currently at this point in time.
Now that feels very houseworky, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
But you are making money. Like yesterday you said, I don't feel like I've done anything. You're like, no, you've been putting things on eBay. But because it's something that you've been doing forever, maybe not feel like it, but it's contributing.
No. And I think, I don't know, I can't remember if I talked about it the last time, but I know I talked to you about it quite a lot, is that I still don't think in my head that what I'm doing is worthwhile to earn money.
Yeah.
I think I'm still institutionalised a little bit in the sense that I have to go out to, not necessarily go out to work, but I have to be, you know, sat at the laptop and sending emails or doing this project or that project.
Working
and,
long hours.
Yeah. And
yeah, you have feeling to, exhausted.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got this deadline and that deadline. And I know we've got deadlines and everything and all that kind of stuff. But I still don't really feel that what I'm doing is worthy and is almost worthy enough. But that, I think that's my issue that I've got to try and work on this year.
Well, you know, I've got that issue as well. So you and I are kind of self-dependent on that, aren't we?
Yeah.
Codependent even. It's one of those, especially in your situation, because you teaching, just like any other public sector, you are such a slave to the system, so thankless. And you're such a slave to the system. But then you had your maternity and you went back during COVID. So you had that period of semi-teaching remotely.
Yeah.
And then you went back again and things had moved on so much at that point. It's almost as if you're trying to make up for the years that you didn't work as well. I don't know. I don't know from the outside looking in.
I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily that, but I just think, I think what I honestly feel like at the moment is that I don't have anything really to get my teeth into. Because, you know, some people may disagree, but I don't feel like just making posts on TikTok is stimulating my brain enough in order to, I don't know, warrant money, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Not fulfilling for you.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think I just feel as though I need more, I don't know. I'm not saying it's like a quick win or anything like that.
No. Well, bloody hell, the hours and the work you're putting into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really difficult. I think it's really difficult to explain, but I just don't feel that I'm actually responsible for anything, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Or it's just, but I just don't feel as though it's a big project. I suppose I'm not I'm not having to answer to anybody.
No, but you do in a way, because we're lined up, aren't we, with the agency, and you've got quotas to meet.
Yeah, but it's not the same as if I don't plan a lesson.
Ah,
do you know what I
mean? Yeah, fair point. Fair point.
You know, it's, I don't know. It's, I think it might just be a mindset thing with me at the moment that I need to work on a little bit more for myself.
Yeah, go easy on yourself, though.
I know, but, you know, I always tend to give myself a bit more of a hard time.
Yeah, I should actually preempt this by saying, at the moment, Claire and I are right in the middle of a detox.
We
are giving up wheat and dairy and
sugar.
So we are in the troughs before it starts getting better, having done this before. And top of that, you're kind of going through a lull in your TikTok, aren't you?
I am, yeah. It's these, you know, these big bangs and big times that we thought we were going to have hasn't really kicked off yet for me. And it has, I don't know, I think it is due to the fact that we have changed our diet and we are in that detox stage. And
yeah.
I think we are getting over the worst of it.
Yeah, I've got so much done these last couple of days.
But it is really disheartening when you see so many people saying, oh my God, I've made such and such amount today.
They don't talk like that.
They do. And obviously, yes, I'm very happy for everybody. It's lovely. But I just think I've put so many hours in and I've been so consistent and I just feel a bit like, why not me?
Yeah. Yeah. But you have never, ever, ever once thought about posting less.
No, I'm stubborn that way because I kind of feel as though I'm kind of in it. Like, it's almost like you're in a lottery now. You're kind of in it. And if you feel as though you don't do it, you're not going to win.
Yeah. And it's true. You don't win the lottery unless you buy a ticket. That's exactly right.
This is it. And I'm not saying I want to make, you know, I want to have that one big thing. I don't want that.
No, you want consistency.
I just want consistent, like, consistent sales. And it's been really up and down. But I think, I don't know, we did a lot. We talked today, didn't we, about it?
Yeah.
And reached out to a few people. And I think I know what...
Because this is one of the funny things.
I need to go down now and, yeah, what I need to do.
Yeah. Because this is one of the funny things of our dynamic, isn't it? I mean, as we're husband and wife, I'm not the person you come to for feedback.
No.
And you're not the person that I go to for feedback.
No.
Because we don't listen to each other. You don't, though, do you? Husbands and wife, they're terrible at feedback.
Yeah.
But this is where it's lovely, where we've got trusted people on the outside that we know can help us.
Hmm. Right. It's not that I don't trust you.
No, I know, but it's easy to dismiss things I say.
Yeah.
Naturally. Not because I don't come out with absolute wonderful comments.
Just dismiss you all the time.
What are we doing for time? 15. Right, okay. So what else have we got down the tracks of 2025? What is it then that you're looking forward to? Come on, let's go optimistic.
Oh, well, obviously I'd like to get more money, obviously. No, the loft is the essential one for me at the moment.
Yeah.
Love a holiday.
Oh, my God.
I'd love to be able to get on a plane somewhere hot.
We should vision board. Everyone I know is doing well vision boards.
Yeah, I did think about doing that, setting it up for my screensaver on the computer.
Nice. Let's do that.
Yeah. Things I want to do.
Yeah. Do a grid of 9 and we'll do all things that we want to do.
Why 9?
Because it's a grid. How many do you want to do?
That'd be a square. And now you know, the thing's a rectangle.
Oh, 12?
We'll have to measure it and see if we figure it out.
Measure it? This is because I've moved in with Monica from Friends.
Are we having a joint one or separate?
Well, we've only got one computer.
Well, we've got the laptop as well. I tend to use the laptop more.
Okay, you can do the laptop.
Okay. No, I think just things around the house. I think just, you know, just to kind of feel a bit more, I don't know. I think to feel as though I've got more purpose than I currently have.
Okay.
Within the kind of money-making
yeah.
business that we're in. And just be able to, like at the weekend, just be able to go, oh, should we go for breakfast? And not have to worry
yeah.
about budgeting for it.
Yeah.
Or let's go out for dinner and treat the kids and stuff. But just be able to go shopping.
Yeah.
And just go blow a couple of hundred quid and not worry about where that money's come from.
That's it, isn't it? It's not worry about money.
Yeah. And it's knowing that you've been able to spend that money and not worry and know that you've still got more money to get by you've still got money in the pot to be able to live the rest of the month.
Yeah. What's really fascinating to me is that we've worked towards this £10,000, £10,000, £10,000. We've been making £10,000 fairly consistently now. It's not made a dent, has it? It's incredible, isn't it? Is that the cost of living? Is it because things have gone up so much that our mortgage is just shy of £2,000?
I don't know. I think also we've had a lot of debt we're trying to clear.
That's true. And we've had tax bills. Yes, we pay tax, everybody.
and I think due to things that...
And Dubai wasn't cheap.
No. But the debt that we were in is for a valid reason.
Oh, yeah. Personal debt, not business debt.
That debt had to happen.
Yeah, of course it did.
For obviously things we can't really go on to.
Well, it's the same old things. You can't have children without losing a salary.
Mm.
You can't. Yeah, it's one of those, isn't it? We got together off the back of my divorce. Nobody comes out of divorce without a bundle of debt. We've been chipping away at that, haven't we, for a few years?
And obviously you had to, start work, walk away with nothing.
Nothing.
Well, not nothing. Shitload of debt.
I had some clothes.
In a pink suitcase.
Salmon.
But yeah, I think...
Good thing I've got a personality in it.
Well, a flamboyant one.
Lovely personality.
Flamboyant.
Flamboyant.
and I think what we've done is we've taken a lot of risk in doing this. And they always say there's never a right time to do X, Y, Z. And, you know, I don't know. I think we've taken the opportunities when we've taken them, probably not necessarily being in the right financial position to do them.
That's fair. Even both of us leaving our jobs, there was an element of that that was out of our control. I mean, it was a case of maternity was ending.
Yeah.
And it was just a case of that was maternity was ending. That was the end of that. So I think going back at that point wasn't really an option. It would have just been far too stressful, far too horrible.
Yeah.
Especially with Olivia so little. So that was kind of an imposed deadline. If it wasn't for the children, you probably wouldn't have quit your work as early as that.
No, probably not.
With me, various circumstances, but I probably wouldn't have quit my job so soon after finishing the challenge. The plan was to quit the job by the end of the year, but things being what they are, just didn't work out that way. And that, instantly, our wage took best part of £5,000 out of the cash flow.
Yeah.
Show me a business where that doesn't significantly affect the cash flow in its first 2 years.
Mm. So I think, you know, and I know it's all about sometimes you do have to take risk, and we have taken a risk.
Big risks.
Yeah.
And we paused our Amazon business to explore the TikTok thing. I talked about this on the podcast that came out on Tuesday, funny enough. You have your business plan, you have your goals, you know what you're working towards. But sometimes an opportunity comes up that you have to explore. And you can never tell anyone what that opportunity may or may not look like, because that's dependent on the person and dependent on the opportunity. But we literally stopped everything. You went, right, that's it. I'm going TikTok and that's going to take my time, and I'm going to learn how to post 3 times a day for that. And now, how many videos do you make a day now? 8, 9?
Consistently over the 2 accounts, yeah, it can be anything between... six to ten, depending.
Incredible. And in the early days, three a day was a nightmare, wasn't it? I remember it. It was a nightmare.
But yeah, Chris, I mean, Christmas has had a bit of a knock-on effect, naturally. But I decided that for my own kind of mental health type thing and just give myself a break, I had Christmas off. So I wasn't posting over Christmas, but I'm glad I didn't.
That's right. And we should say it was the best Christmas we've had.
Yeah, it was lovely. But yeah, getting back into it, I lost my train of thought.
TikTok.
Yeah, but I think when back in July, when we first heard about the whole...
Was that early?
Yeah, so I've been posting since July.
Have you?
Mm.
Bloody hell. Yeah, it was then. Amazing.
So it's like, yeah, back then, when we first heard about this, we couldn't have not said... Yes, couldn't have said no.
Yeah, that's right. Double negative, yes. So we couldn't say no.
Couldn't say no. Make it simple. Oh, it's been a long day. And we would have been stupid to have said no. Mm. So I think we needed to have done that. So, but it did take, we needed proof of concept.
Yes,
a little
we did.
Bit on it.
Yes, we did.
And then that has been like kind of growing and growing. And then, obviously, other stuff has then been rumbling along.
Yes. The Dubai trip.
The Dubai trip. But it started before
the Dubai
that.
Trip's turned into the fishing trip from Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah, I mean, it started... I mean, it
what happened in the Dubai trip? Not telling you.
But the Dubai trip was the kind of, like, last bit of it, because this has been rumbling for a little while.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
So that's been taking up a bit of time.
Yeah.
And
it's impossible, isn't it? So you're working, and every now and then I'll get off the phone and go, look at this, we can make this much, we're going to be doing this, we're going to be helping this many people, and it's so, yeah. Having me every now and then pop up with another idea or another thing that's going to make us millions.
I'm like, oh.
One of them's going to work.
No, it's just making sure that we can sustain everything and don't spread ourselves too thinly on everything.
That's it. That was one of the goals for this year, isn't it? How'd you put that on a vision board? We know now the 3 to 4 things that we're going to focus our energies on because number one, they're fulfilling, and number two, they're going to make us what we make, and number three, it serves a purpose. My purpose, the purpose that we've got, is to help people realize that they don't have to suffer through this cost of living crisis, how they can make money on top of their current money without having to sell their liver. And it's a lovely thing that we're building. It is a lovely thing that we're building. But I think it's worth saying as well, when this opportunity presented itself, when this TikTok shop opportunity presented itself, I remember saying to you, and I said it in the meeting the very first time that I met the people that I'm now in business with, I can't do this without proving the concept. I can't tell my community, whatever reason, the people that trust me, to blindly step into this new world. And yeah, it was a case of, let's get Claire involved. But you took to it. And you have your confidence, the same old thing, your confidence. Everyone that gets involved in TikTok shop affiliate, what fascinates me is how their self-confidence develops.
Yeah, definitely.
Just talking to yourself on your camera 3-4 times a day, but throwing yourself into a community, because even though you didn't have the school community, you had your WhatsApp cohorts, throwing yourself into those and turning up to the Zoom calls. And Jack is so motivating. When you're on a call with him, he's so motivating, but your confidence is shot through the roof on these things. So I don't think that should be understated either, like the personal growth that you've gone through.
Yeah. But I think I need to kind of, so I think what's coming up down the line, I think with the whole TikTok shop affiliate and what else we've got within that space, I think that is going to give me the purpose that I'm kind of looking for.
Yeah.
And needing.
Yeah.
From a kind of working side of things. And then, like, the actual me being an affiliate and posting and the Amazon will then kind of sit underneath.
Yeah. By the end of this year, we're going to have elements of our business that are hustles and elements of the business that are proper business, aren't we?
Yeah. So I think where we currently are in what our day-to-day working life is, I think is going to look very different at the end of the year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, beyond belief. And I think this house is going to look different. I think we are going to look spelt.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm securing a venue for a speaking event.
It's lovely.
It is lovely. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, because it was the pub that you met my mum and dad for the first time.
It was, actually. Yeah, you're right.
That was a drunken night.
It was a drunken night.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. That's going to be really good. But we'll do more networking events. We want to get ourselves out and about more, don't we?
Yeah.
Now the kids are a little bit older, we can...
And Olivia isn't dependent on me anymore.
No, she can sleep through the night. Yeah. She doesn't need milk in the middle of the night anymore.
Ooh, breastfeeding has stopped.
This is nice. All being well, we are very close to having another set of grandparents moving down very closely to us. We can get out and about and start actually seeing people more, can't we?
We can. We can start living life again.
Oh, I know. Maybe a date.
Woohoo!
31. But no, we'll leave it there. Come back again when a guest falls through. That'd be lovely.
Yeah, we'll do. I'll do. You know where I am.
But I think it's interesting to check in on your specific journey, because even though we're a family business, your roles and my roles are very, very different. And I think what you're currently doing is what a lot of my community are doing. So they can definitely relate to this. And I think people need to understand the highs and lows that you go through.
Yeah. But I think I've kind of gone through the not working bit anymore. I do feel like I'm in the side hustle stage still. Even though I know we don't call it a side hustle, because it's not really a side hustle. But, you know, the whole my focus is trying to get that loft cleared and make money from that and do all the other bits and pieces at the moment until the next stage that is coming down the line.
Yeah.
Can be properly put out there, and then that will become hopefully my new bit.
Yeah, that sounds good. And most importantly, what we both do collectively and individually is we do the manifesting, don't we? We do the vision boards, the pin board on the wall. We are both working towards the same goals, aren't we?
Yeah. Yes. And we still have our weekly meetings.
We do.
And our Google Calendar is just insane.
Oh, my God.
But it works.
Yeah, it does.
It works.
And again, I'm working fewer hours than I did when I was full-time. And you are as well, aren't you? Mm. Significantly.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, we're kicking on.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Pleasure.
And I'll see you on the sofas over there in a minute.
Yeah, a cup of tea would be lovely. Thank you.
All right, we'll leave it there. A little peek into our soul. I've got to be honest, what we did was I said to Claire, look, we need an episode for the podcast. You fancy coming on? Let's just have a chat for a half hour. And she said, yep, let's do that. We press record. I had no plans. I didn't have any structure to it. And I think it was useful for you guys just to see a peek into what we do, really, and how we operate as a business couple. It's kind of just a peek behind the curtain. And I hope you found it enjoyable. Please let me know, because the engagement, the comments, and everything else, they've sort of dried up, understandably, because everyone's got other things to do in quarter four of 2024. But let me know what you think of these episodes. Let me know if you find value in them. Let me know what other things you think I should be talking about, because I'm here for you guys. I want to show you what you can do, but I need some categories for you guys so I know exactly how to provide the best value for you. That'll do. We will see you on Tuesday. And in the meantime, have a lovely week. Stay warm, for God's sake. Take care. Ta-da.
You've been listening to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. Make sure you join us next time for more real talk and some undoubtedly terrible jokes as Des gets ever more closer to saying goodbye poor, hello rich. Just a little reminder that this podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only. It cannot and does not constitute any form of financial advice. We know things are tough for a lot of people right now, so if you need assistance organising your money, please seek the help of a qualified financial advisor.